Well, we didn't do very well on the motorcycles. Are there any drunks in the audience? Yes, is that all? This is for all the drunks. This is the anthemic rendering. Excuse all the tuning. This is one guitar show here. We're a small family business. Will there be any bartenders up in there in heaven? Will the pubs never close? Will the glass never drain? No more DTs, no shakes and no horrors. The very next morning you feel right as rain. God loves a drunk, the lowest of men, with the dogs in the street and the pigs in the pen. But a drunk's only trying to get free of his body, and so like an eagle I am there in hell. Oh, shops and his curses, they're just hymns and praises to kickstart his mind now and then. Oh, God loves a drunk. Come and raise up your glasses, amen. Does God really care for your life in the suburbs? Your dull little life full of dull little things. You bring on to be just like daddy. Maybe I'll be there when he gives out the wings. But God loves a drunk, although he's a fool. Oh, he wets in his pants when he falls off his stool. Go by as he lies in the doorway and he sings Sally Racket. He can't feel the cold rain beat down on his body and suck through his claws to the skin. Ah, God loves a drunk. Come raise up your glasses, amen. Will there be any pen pushers up there in heaven? Does crawling and wage slaving win your God's love? I pity you ones with your semis and pensions, if you think that'll get you to the kingdom above. God loves a drunk, although he's a clown. You can't help but laugh as he gags and falls down. But he don't give a cuss for what people think of. He screams at his demons alone in the darkness. He's staying just one more pint bottle. Won't you throw in a few pennies, friend? God loves a drunk forever and ever, amen. be in the cheap seats as well. Thank you. In the one and nines. I think it's a shame, but we used to have this great money in Britain that baffled everybody, anyone who wasn't British, which was great fun. You know, everything was like 2 and 11, 3 and 6. What does it mean? It's a great sort of Kabbalistic code. I'm in favour of that sort of thing. Speaking of Kabbalistic codes, this next song is full of insidious references and potential lawsuits. Dare I name names? No! This is about, you know, the worst aspects of California culture. I'm sure you're aware of the good aspects. Obviously. I appreciate how much nerve it takes for me to stand up here and sing a song like this in California. It's also about other things as well, you know, it's multi-layered meanings, it's full of depth and resonance and reverberation going right back through old English history. Basically, it's about, you know, TV evangelism and, you know people who chant because they want a new bicycle and that sort of stuff. Anyway, I shan't give it all away, shall I?